Welcome to Lower Wacker Live for August 13th, 2019. I am Justin Kaufman, and I am super excited because the Dark Crystal Gelflinks Netflix show trailer came out today. Sue me. I like Dark Crystal. Who doesn't? You remember Dark Crystal? This is one of the coolest... It's not really cool. When you look at it, you're like, this is pretty dumb. But, you know, I remember having such affinity for it and trying to go back to watch it again and not having as much affinity like everything else. But they're redoing it on Netflix. And I tried the other day to be like, you're going to love this, to my son. I'm like, you're going to love it. And we watched like a little something. And he did not love it. And I was like, no. So I'm excited to show him this trailer when it comes out because it came out today. The Dark Crystal Gelflinks.
Oh, Gelflink.
No? It's pretty good. That's pretty good. You got to admit that was pretty good. I know you guys don't take me for a Gelflink fan, but I don't know what it is. Those old creepy puppets freak me out. So anyway, we had to come in last night and do a show. I don't know if, I was going to give you guys an update on softball, but it got canceled because of the rain. And also the Sox game got canceled. So we had to actually come in, Pete and I had to come in and do an extension 720 on 720 WGN, which was cool. It was fun to do. It was like flying without a net. It was like doing Lower Wacker Live for like 3 hours. I was going to say with news, weather, and traffic, but there was limited that too. So we talked about a lot of dumb stuff, but it was fun. So yeah. I thank the listeners of Lower Wacker Live because it got me prepared to kind of half-ass it. So that was great. Thank you. Thank you, Lower Wacker Live listeners. Another extension 720 tomorrow night. Today, Pete and I went out all morning. That's why we're a little bit late on this. We went out all morning because we're working with historian John Schmidt. He's got this book where it's like all hidden Chicago history, landmarks and stuff. So we just decided, what if we did a piece on every single chapter? And there's like 40 of them. So for the next couple of weeks, we go out in the mornings when we have some time and we go to weird spots and talk to John about the Clarence Wagner Bridge, which is right before the old post office, or the Logan's Tomb in Grant Park, or the Balbo statue monument from Mussolini, which is so hidden in behind Soldier Field, you wouldn't even believe it. So, you know, that the whole idea is that, you know, Mussolini gave us a statue, and there's been talk over time to rename Balbo Drive, because Balbo was like the second in command to Mussolini, and he came here for the World's Fair, blah, 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 blah. But Mussolini gave Chicago this huge statue, like this monument with this column. And over time, I think because of, obviously, World War II and everything, the fascist Italy, they didn't get rid of it. They just kind of hid it. You know, at least give the Confederates, the Confederate States a little credit. They got that stuff right in the middle where it's supposed to be. Chicago, we don't get rid of it. We just hide it. I can't tell you. It is hidden. I felt like it was like the Goonies. Like we were like cutting down with machetes, like tree branches to get to this monument that had no plaque, nothing. It was falling apart. It was crumbling at this base and it's sitting there just east of Soldier Field right before the harbor. It's awesome to see because it's in Italian and it's Mussolini saying this was given to you in the 11th year of the fascist world. Like that's the way the calendar was. There is a monument to fascism hidden in the trees behind where the Bears play. I love it. Only in Chicago. Anyway, it was a lot of fun today. The worst part though, I got let down once again by that app. So I looked at the app and said it's gonna be 70 today, and I rolled out there with a long sleeve, you know, and some dress pants, and I was sweating my ass off. So that was a mistake. So once again, the iPhone temperature forecast app is garbage. All right, let's get to it. Well, a hired consultant told the city exactly what this podcast told the mayor weeks ago. A city casino won't work unless it plays to tourists. Geez, how much you spent on that consultant? I would have told you that for the same thing for one 5-star rating on iTunes. That would have been it. That's all my costing. That's all you got to do. Maybe a comment. This is fun. What a great pithy podcast. That's all I needed. Or, so does this mean that the mayor backs off a casino even though the license is there? Or is this a negotiating ploy to tell Springfield that there needs to be more revenue attached to this particular casino? No, it has to be a downtown casino and you need to hire a magician and a former pop star to play in the amphitheater. That's the only way casinos work, right? Vegas has proven it. You can't just have a casino and expect to make money. You got to like get an aging pop star in there and make money. It's not about money. It's money, right? That's the only way it works. Like, we need a local Carrot Top. Or, I don't know, Carrot Top, I guess. Lightfoot should find a new David Blaine and have Fallout Boy play six nights a week for 2 years. Done. Now, how about that rating, Mayor? Can we just, it's just, I don't even need a five-star. Four-star would be fine. A man was shot on the Dan Ryan Expressway because he didn't let another driver merge. What? This is real. This is a cruel reminder of what the consequences could be if you play that game of merge chicken. Although I need more facts in this case. Who was being the crappier driver here? The mergee or the merger? Lots to unpack here before I make any judgment. I mean, obviously, you'd be in trouble for shooting someone. But still, lots of facts to unpack before I can make a judgment. I can't tell if this is the best story or the worst story. I guess Wendy's is bringing back spicy chicken nuggets because Chance the Rapper tweeted that he wanted them to. Okay, so a little pressure from a celeb. That's cool. But this is kind of where it gets gross. They tweeted that they'd bring them back for Chance if they got 2 million likes. Man, for once, I'd love to have a Twitter dislike button, right? No. They got the likes, so they brought back the nuggets, which is gross. Both the blatant social media marketing and the nuggets. Let's be honest. I don't care if Chance likes spicy chicken nuggets. Chicken nuggets from Wendy's are gross. Sorry. You know what? Where's my 2,000 likes? 2 million likes. Aaron Water Show this weekend, so get ready for the flybys. It's become a tradition that the Blue Angels buzz the collective tower called Chicago all weekend, starting on Thursday, I believe. You know, giving us that special feeling of what it must be like to live in Syria. Oh my God, we're about to get bombed. Oh no, we're not. America. It's the worst. I don't know what's worse, the spicy chicken nuggets or the Aaron Water Show. Kind of both. It's National Left-Hander Day, so I'm recording this podcast with my left hand. In sports, thanks to the rain, there was no Chicago baseball yesterday. Huh. So this is what February feels like. The Sox are playing the straight doubleheader today, which just means they play right after each other, right? Was there any other kind? Split, I guess? Triple doubleheader? Double down doubleheader? The Sox send Dylan Cease to the mound today. He faces Zach Greinke. This would actually be a really fun doubleheader to go see because this is the team, the Astros, not the Sox, that are going to be in the World Series. So why not see every single player they have on the 25-man roster? Now you know them. And you can root for Jake Mariznick all October long. The Cubs are in Philly tonight to take on their old pal Jake, although Arrieta won't pitch this series. And there are questions if he'll ever pitch again this season after elbow trouble. So funny to think about both of those mega free agent pitchers, right? Arrieta and Yu Darvish. Remember? They're the biggest free agents in baseball 2 years ago. Remember that? Of course you remember. Darvish can't let you forget it. Ian Happ is trending on fantasy baseball as a mid-level waiver wire pickup, so that's something. There you go. Those fantasy baseball gurus say that Ian Happ is now the everyday second baseman for the Cubs. Is that right? Huh. But these are also the same guys who assured me Nathan Eovaldi was going to close for the Red Sox, and that didn't happen. So that's a wasted pick. The Bears are up at Halas Hall. What's left to talk about this preseason? Trubisky. We haven't really talked much about him. Should we talk about him? Big year for this dude. No one seems to give him any credit, but half of Chicago's offense last year was him running for first downs. Remember that? He was pretty damn good at it. Now, was that because he was savvy or because and he saw an opening or because he didn't read the defenses right and panic? That's what we got to figure out. I'm pro Trubisky right now, and I put the N in there for Trubisky. We know quarterbacks have a lot to do with making the playoffs, regardless of stats. Wins matter. And last year, the Bears won with him. I'd take another year of that, right? You could be the exact same as last year, and I would be a confident Bears fan. Also, more Roquan Smith. Did you realize he was one tackle shy of beating Urlacher's rookie tackle record? And remember, Fangio didn't put him in until the second quarter or so in that first game against the Packers. He didn't understand the plays, and he came in and he got a sack and it's like on his first play or something like that. Anyway, he would have had it if Fangio would have just believed in him. You don't know who, you know who's not going to make that mistake? Chuck Pagano. And that's why Fangio got bounced out of town. He said, you know what, Vic? You go coach somewhere else because you don't believe in your rookie middle linebacker, and therefore he didn't get to beat Brian Urlacher. Something tells me Roquan Smith's going to do that this year. Also, finally, a preseason fight. This is great. Prince Amukamara and Javon Wims got at it in practice today. About damn time. Well, that's going to do it for Lori Wacker Live today, August 13th. Beats by Wes Restless, and of course, rate us if you're the mayor on Spotify or iTunes. Bye.